This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here, and this is a classic Brainstuff episode. This one deals with the feeling of wanting to eat. It's a strange one because it's both physical and psychological, and can present really differently in different people. Here's how it works. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. If you're anything like me and you were to keep track of some of your thoughts during a given day, gosh, I'm hungry would appear on the list a few times, along with perhaps, why am I keeping track of my thoughts? But why do we often feel hungry? Let's be clear. We're not talking about actual starvation or hunger as a pervasive global and social issue, which it is and is a whole other episode or seven. We're talking about hunger in typically healthy people with comfortable access to food, the hunger that arises from the physiological need for nutrients to survive. Hormones and the nervous system regulate hunger and eating habits, but how the heck do we recognize when we want to eat, even when we actually don't need food? We spoke via email with Richard Stevenson, a professor of psychology at Macquarie University in Sydney, Australia, where he studies human eating behavior. He says that hunger is by no means a universally identifiable sensation. He wrote, "Unlike fullness, which there is no mistaking, hunger is very varied. It is not a consistent sensation across people, and it has been claimed that feeling stressed can be confused with it. Even some of the biological functions that people associate with hunger, a growling stomach, for instance, aren't entirely foolproof cues." Stevenson said, "Many people do not report stomach sensations when asked to describe what being hungry is like." Indeed, reports show that people cite headaches, weakness, mouth watering, and other non-stomach-related sensations as signs of hunger. Stevenson has also done research that indicates feelings of hunger and fullness are influenced by a myriad of factors, including genetic and psychological differences like depression, anxiety, and eating disorders. Then there's a really big factor. Our environment can easily convince us into thinking it's time to eat, whether we're hungry or not. Stevenson said that seeing, smelling, or even thinking about food will trick us into believing that our stomach is crying out for nutrients. He pointed out that this is why advertisements for food products work so well. And that affects not just appetite, but how much food we actually consume. A 2009 study showed that both children and adults eat more snacks after exposure to food advertising, and a 2016 review found that food ads significantly increase unhealthy food intake in children. In fact, researchers coined the term hedonic hunger to describe the drive for food consumption unrelated to the need for calories. This phenomenon might also give us a clue to another mystery of hunger. How can we claim ourselves ravenous, only to find, after time passes or a distraction interrupts whatever triggered the hunger pang, that hunger has passed us by? Stevenson says this waning hunger could be related to the idea that our appetite isn't always activated by an actual need for calories, and that, quote, time is a potent cue to eat. If you usually eat at midday and you miss this, you will feel hungry if you notice the time. So, what's the trick to deciding whether you're truly hungry? Is there a scientific method for being able to push away that bowl of chips that you don't need? Stevenson said, in a word, no. Most of our biological machinery is geared to make us eat when we see food or things that remind us of food, which was terrific for our ancient ancestors when humans had to spend a lot of time searching for energy sources. But it might leave us at a disadvantage when surrounded by a huge spread of snacks right after a filling meal. Today's episode is based on the article, Why We Feel Hungry Even When We're Not, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Kate Kirshner. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.